Yost Tavern. Yost Tavern may well be the oldest building still standing in the city. While there are no definitive records, the available evidence suggests the building was built between 1806 and 1808. Accounts say that a tavern was operating there as early as 1809. This quaint two-story wood frame building was originally constructed as a home, with the entrance facing Main Street. At that time, Main Street and Cooper Road, then called Mechanic Street, was the principal intersection of town. However, when Abraham Yost took ownership of the property, an additional door was added on Cooper Road, and the first floor main room was modified to accommodate the tavern. A circular brick-lined cellar below the building was used to store, among other things, whiskey for the bar. An early article recounted that one year over 50 barrels of whiskey was consumed. It appears that the tavern continued in use until the 1840s, at which time it was closed and reverted back to a single-family residence. White Miller purchased the property in 1870, and he and his descendants owned and occupied the house for almost 100 years until the death of Irene Miller in 1968. It was Miller who added the two additions on the north side of the house, the smaller shed addition around 1890 and the larger gable addition around 1905. The Kiwanis Club purchased the property in 1968 and leased it out for a time to Michael DePriest, who renovated the building and operated an antique store for a number of years. In 1977, the city approved the nomination of the building as a local landmark, and in 1987, the Kiwanis turned the building over to the city. The city applied for and received designation of the building for the National Register of Historic Places in 1993. In 2009, the city completed a major renovation, including structural improvements, remodeling the restroom, replacing and relocating the HVAC to the second floor, and installing new interior storm windows. It is now rented to private businesses.